Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our Daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our Daily Farm News email.
Well, live and feeder futures likely to open at least moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying, rising carcass value, and cash optimism. On the other hand, the hog contracts should begin with mixed price action in relatively slow volume. Now, cattle buying interest should start to slowly develop today, with the week's first bids evident here and there, yet significant trade volume may not develop until Friday, especially if asking prices stay firm around $118 and higher in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures should open on a firm basis, supported by residual buying interest and encouraging fundamentals. The hog buyers should resume work this morning as well, with bids of steady to a dollar lower. Expect the lean futures to open on a mixed basis, with nearby February better supported than the deferreds. Now, moving to the grains, those commodities in general were green again yesterday and early this morning, supported by overnight pressure in the U.S. dollar index. Soybeans showed the strongest gain, with corn and wheat continuing to follow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were lower yesterday, follow-through selling from Wednesday's triple-digit loss, putting the 20,000 level further in the distance. Now, the winter wheat contracts were higher early this morning due to spillover from buying from the other grains and support tied to the lower U.S. dollar index. March Chicago wheat looks to be consolidating between support at its new contract low of 392 and three quarters and Tuesday's high of 411. Fundamentally, there is little to get excited about, though, particularly with weekly export sales and shipment data delayed until Friday due to Monday's holiday. On the corn market, well, they found renewed spillover buying interest from soybeans overnight, allowing contracts to hold near session highs early this morning. And the soybean contracts were higher again early today, erasing most of yesterday's quiet sell-off. Daily charts continue to show minor uptrends, with resistance for the old crop March contract pegged near 1026 and a half. We'll check your futures after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, looking at our grain, at our cattle futures, February live cattle up 137 yesterday, 117.37. April was up 117 at 115.15. January feeder cattle up 177, 131.72. March was up a dollar at 126.95. February hogs up 35 cents, 65.10. April was down 70 at 66.07. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, March down 9 1/4 at 409 1/2, and the May was down 9 cents, 421. March wheat, Chicago, down 8 cents at 401 1/2, and the May was down 7 cents at 414 1/2. March corn down 6 3/4 yesterday, 348 1/4, and May was down 6 1/2, 354 3/4. January soybeans down 8 cents at 1006 3/4, and the March down 7 3/4 at 1016 1/2. Cotton futures, March, up 42, 70.17.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.